Bambi or Deborah, thanks so much for joining us on Drive.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure, Louise.
And congratulations on coming fourth. How tough was the competition over there?
It was pretty amazing. We did, we sailed through our seeding rounds, beating both Finland and Germany, who were in our pool, which seeded us in fourth place. But then, of course, we had to follow through with the rest of the tournament then to maintain that place, basically. So we went up against Sweden. Then we went into a quarterfinal because we won against Sweden with Team USA, who are the most formidable team and who have ended up winning the tournament. So they knocked us out, and then we had a playoff for third with Canada, and Canada were incredible. So they knocked us out for getting the third place, and they were seeded at third. So it kind of all came out as we were seeded, really, for the top team.
And who came second?
Oh, Canada came second. So they had to go up against the USA. We played England, not Canada. So Canada went up against the USA and got completely spanked by them. And we got beaten by England, it was. So they hit third and we hit fourth.
Right, okay. I suppose America and the US and Canada were always the favourites for this.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. And, you know, we always knew England were contenders. But I think the biggest surprise for us is that we went into a pool with Finland and Germany, and we were kind of like, oh, you know, maybe if we're lucky we can take Finland, and if we work really hard, maybe we've got a shot at Germany. But we heard that they'd been training for this tournament, and we hadn't, because of, you know, the sad fact that in Australia you're so far away from everybody, we hadn't been able to get much training together and all that kind of thing. We thought, oh, Germany are going to just, you know, be really tough and knock us out. But we managed to really, really get one over them. So we were stoked. Still can't quite believe it.
How many of the team, the Australian team, are from Canberra?
There's four of us. There's King Cam, shortstop, Amy Kazi, and myself.
Out of how many?
Out of 20.
Right, so okay.
We're part of the Canberra Roller Derby League.
Yeah, so that's good representation, though, from the ACT.
Oh, yeah. It definitely is. There was, for example, one skater from Adelaide, about six or seven from SSRG, which is Sunstate Roller Girls in Brisbane, two from Victoria Roller Derby League. So it's not so much, there was a bit of a combination of who's at a level that can go and also who can afford to go, because, you know, we're self-funded. We did do some fundraising and things like that, but there was also lots of people who self-selected out because they couldn't afford the trip.
Mm. Tell us about the tournament itself and where it was played, what the crowds were like.
So it was played in pretty much like this massive warehouse in Toronto in Canada. One great thing is it was really well heated, and it's freezing over here right now. We had snow the other day. So the crowds were amazing, and because there's 13 teams, all teams are bringing 20 skaters. You can imagine how much of the crowd was actually made up by derby players, and, of course, there was hundreds of enthusiasts. The venue couldn't actually contain as many spectators as what we might have at the AIS in Canberra when we have our interstate games, and we just had our local grand final for the Canberra League. But I would say that there was maybe 2,000 people there watching the finals tonight.
And this was, Bambi stroke Deborah, this was the first World Cup. Are there plans now to hold it every year?
There are plans in, like, you know, the rumour that's rippling through the skaters at this stage is every 2 years. But I guess they probably need to sort of maybe go away and lick their wounds a little bit and see how much it costs and how viable it is to run this kind of thing again.
Mm. And apart from, you know, actually playing and doing so well in the competition, what also has been good about this event? I mean, I suppose just meeting people that share your passion from different parts of the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, you know, spot on there. I think, you know, before the tournament starts, you can see that, you know, people kind of eye each other off a little bit, and it's sort of, I don't know, a bit standoffish, although people are pretty friendly straight up. But once you've played a few games and things have relaxed and, you know, that first whistle's blown and games have come and gone, everybody just relaxes and has a great time. So, you know, we've traded jerseys with skaters from the USA and Canada and Brazil and Argentina and Sweden, who we played the other day. So, yeah, like there's a million and one rewards, and the Derby community is always so generous. I think it'll set up a lot of really great networks between leagues now internationally.
Do the different national teams have markedly different styles of playing?
Oh, definitely, definitely. We played, well, you know, it's all the same style within, or it's different styles within Derby, but I guess, for example, we played England tonight, and they had a very interesting way that they work together in a pack, and they grab each other a lot more than we do, which worked for them in some instances, but also had them sent to the bin for multiplayer blocking and things quite a lot, because we're being reffed or refereed by what's called a WFTDA, Women's Flat Track Roller Derby Certified Refs, and a lot of us haven't been reffed by that kind of level of referee before, so there's always a few surprises, I think, along those lines.
They surely can't have such good names as the Australian girls do.
Oh, I don't know. There's a few out there. Vagablonde was one of the UK girls. I can't think of any more off the top of my head, but yeah, they're out there. There's Francie Pants from France, which is quite cool. But yeah, there's great things out there. There's a really famous USA skater called Joy Collision, and I think she's probably got one of my favourite derby names ever.
Right. Oh, well, I think yours is pretty good. Bambi Von Smasher.
Thanks.
Lovely to talk to you, and congratulations to the girls.
Oh, thanks, Louise. We're still pinching ourselves, so we'll see. We need to all, I think, have a good night's rest now, though.
Safe travelling. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Louise. Bye.